Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside Carissa Cruz, President and CEO of The Wine Growers. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine.
And it's almost the Chinese New Year, which is really exciting.
I like the pregnant pause there.
I know. Did you like that? I was like, what am I going to say? But I'm excited. It's the year of the fire horse.
Yeah.
2026.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should do an official, so, I mean, if you will allow me, I would like to officially bid farewell. I know it's in February, but again, celebrating the Chinese New Year, February 17th.
We're 3 days away.
The official goodbye to 2025, which is the year of the snake. So,
boo.
The year of the snake asked us to shed what no longer fit, to slow down, to listen beneath habit and noise. It revealed where we were living on autopilot instead of truth. Not us, but some. This was not a year of rushing change, but of understanding why change was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Growth happened quietly. Letting go was not an ending. It was preparation.
Exactly.
Four.
I feel prepared.
2026, the year of the fire horse. So, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The year of the horse brings movement and momentum. Where truth was revealed, now we act. This is a year of courage and forward motion, of trusting instinct over familiarity, of choosing freedom. Clarity turns into action. Confidence grows through movement. The shedding is done. Now we run.
All right.
I mean, I feel like, I mean, we should all just like maybe take a moment to just process
that. I know.
That.
I know. I am. I'm trying. It's been, there's a lot of meaning in that. Going from snake to horse, not just horse but fire horse. Yes.
I know.
So
I remember seeing that and it really like so resonated with me. It summed up everything I felt about 2025 and mm-hmm. gave me a lot of excitement for 2026.
Okay. So what do you've shed?
I've shed and
what
now I'm running.
What are you running?
I'm just running a lot.
Toward?
No, I mean, you know this, we've announced this year some kind of restructuring changes at the Sonoma County Wine Growers. And part of that is this running and movement and momentum, kind of just acknowledging that as a wine region, we can't sit back and wait for the status quo and marketplace to just kind of reinvigorate itself.
Mm-hmm.
So we are more focused than ever on creating meaningful partnerships and finding marketplace opportunities for our winery partners. And I feel like all of that is about being proactive. And so the idea of running and shedding the past is kind of this, it's movement, momentum.
Right.
And
creating change rather than waiting for something to happen or, something.
The status quo is no longer.
I know. I think.
How about you?
I think that's, I think I feel that way too. I don't know how much running. I mean, I'll be running all over the world. So I suppose, there's that. And shedding.
We'll call that globetrotting. Get it?
Yeah, I do.
Do you like the trotting?
Oh my God. Okay.
It's a version of
running. Is that dressage? Is that like a specific type of horse?
Could be.
Okay. Well, I like
I mean, if you want it to be, yes. I feel like the year of the horse is you make it what you want it to be.
Okay.
Inspiring.
Inspiring. Okay. Well, with that, we will be introducing our guest when we come back on The Good Stuff. On today's Good Stuff in studio, we have Beth Costa, Executive Director of the Wine Road. Hi, Beth.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here.
Well,
We're excited to have you.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Know.
So much to talk about. So at the beginning, we were talking about just, New Year, kind of about the lunar calendar, and this is the year of the fire horse. And so time to kind of like run, do big things. And
gosh, that sounds like a lot of pressure on me. Run and do big things.
Well, so we want to know what your plans are.
Wait. We don't jump in with the big things.
Yes, we do. Sometimes we do.
Well, sometimes we do. You're trying to get ahead.
I am trying to get ahead. I'm running like
you're
the fire
running.
Horse.
You're running. She's on a mission.
No longer a snake.
I am pausing. We have to start at the beginning.
No, I know.
Beth.
I know.
So you have to tell us,
Yes.
You have to tell us who you are, where you're from.
Oh my goodness!
How you got here?
Okay.
You know,
I'm blowing my whole witness protection
thing. Favorite color, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay. So yeah, I've been at the Wine Road for so long. I feel like my entire life I've been at the Wine Road. I've been there for 25, almost 26 years. And yeah, I mean, it is amazing to me. And it's amazing how much has changed over the, you know, not just the last couple of years, but 25 years. When I started, we had our first website. We just built a first website for the Wine Road. And really, the website was essentially our printed map, you know, online.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the extent of it.
But and it was very innovative.
Yeah. I mean, it was,
at the time.
It was cutting edge. We were for sure. And back in those days when we had, you know, huge events, we sponsor Winter Wine Land and Barrel Tasting and Wine and Food Affair, and customers would send in their order forms. They'd send a check, and they'd, you know, I'd have to sit in my office and run all these credit cards, and then I would have to mail all of their, you know, their tickets to them. And so in that way, you know, things have changed. Now people just order things online. It's so easy and streamlined and fast, and it's just so much has changed in such that's kind of a short amount of time, really. So before that, before I was there, I was working for Kendall Jackson. I did that for about 10 years, and I was on the board of directors for the Wine Road. The Wine Road didn't have any employees. We were just, the board ran things. And we realized that for things to go to the next level, you know, to have a website, we had to have someone that we were paying to do that. And I was ready to make a change, so I took the job. It was part-time. It was really a crazy decision to make, you know, for my personal life.
That's a big change.
But I said to my husband, well, guess what, honey? Quitting my day job, and we're going to do this. And but it definitely worked out because, you know, things just evolved so much. It's really been fun and be a part of it. And in the last 25 years, like, social media didn't exist then. So I've been a part of seeing all that start. And, you know, I look at some of, like, the Facebook account for Wine Road, it, you know, started 20-something years ago.
Like,
I tried to be really ahead of the game in every step that we could do and ways to reach out to customers. So I really love what I'm doing. And, like, you would know, Krista, when you get to travel and you're, you know, at a press event and you're talking about the wineries that you represent and the growers you represent, it's, to me, it's just such a honor and privilege. I really feel like it is exciting to talk about them, and because I see their passion, and I see, I know them so well at this point. I know the sacrifices they've made to get to where they are and how passionate they are about what they're doing. So, I mean, if it's a job, if I have a job, that's a good one.
That's a good one, right?
That's a good one to have.
Can you explain a little bit about what the Wine Road is for people who might not understand it?
So I'm very excited. I think that my members are already sick of hearing me say it, but this year, 2026, is the 50th anniversary of the Wine Road. So the Wine Road was formed before there were AVAs.
And, which is actually quite...
That's another amazing thing.
Kind of quite amazing.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
And so there were like five or six wineries that started and then grew to nine, then 20 and grew and grew. But these initial founding wineries felt that if we sort of banded together, and they actually printed a little, you know, 8.5 by 11 map, they drew, it's hand drawn of where their tasting rooms or their wineries were. And they thought if they worked with lodgings, the lodgings would get their guests to come visit their wineries. And that's really how it started with Millie Howie. She was a wine writer at the time, and she just wanted people to know you could come wine tasting in Sonoma County. And it's grown and grown and grown. And what we do at the Wine Road, we represent just a little over 100 wineries, and we coordinate big consumer tastings at the wineries. Our website continues to draw a lot of traffic. And as funny as it seems, our printed map... which
I know
it's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we go through a couple hundred thousand at a time still, a couple hundred, because people, like, you can use your Google map, but when you're at home, you want to pull out the map on the kitchen table and get your highlighter and figure out where you're going. So people can order our map online. We produce that. We have a podcast that we produce. It comes out every other week, and it's not a super wine geeky show. It's really a travel centric kind of show. We want people to know, we have mostly winemakers and winery owners on as guests, and we want people to know the people behind the wines. It's, and I get so much feedback from that. You know, the listeners are dedicated listeners. If I'm late, because I'm the one that, you know, posts the shows. So like it's supposed to post at 9 o'clock, and also sometimes I hit the wrong button, whatever. It doesn't post at 9. I will have some emails. Like, oh my God. Is the show not coming? I'm like, I don't know.
And that's a loyal audience.
I know. We should mention it's an award-winning podcast. So talk about that. Talk about your partner in the podcast, mm-hmm. and even give a shout out to Richard and
Oh my gosh. Richard at Threshold Studios. It's in Sebastopol. He is amazing. Every time I think, okay, I'm tired of doing this, Richard's like, you can't quit.
I'm like, no, really? You have such a good
like,
track
record. I don't know, Richard. So I co-host with Marcy Gordon, who is a local wine and travel writer. And actually, I have to give her all the credit because Marcy came to my office. I had known her just through different press events. She came to my office about 10 years ago with the map in her hand because, you know, everyone has the map. And she goes, you know what you need? You know what the wine road needs? You need to turn this map into something real. And I'm like, okay. She goes, you need a podcast. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't even know what that is. I don't know what a podcast is. But if you think that this will be the answer for us, Marcy. So I said, yeah, you know, I'm happy to make that happen if you know how to make that happen. So she really, you know, downloaded the editing equipment and she figured out how to do it. And we started recording shows in our warehouse. So the first few shows are a little sketchy. It's like you can hear, you know, forklifts going outside. You're, you know, the sound is kind of nice, not really ideal.
You're like, we're authentically here.
We're here. Yeah. And we started with really zero plan of like what we're going to call it, what we're going to talk about. It. We just started recording. And then we met Richard and we started recording at his studio. So, yeah, the show has been great. We've been doing almost 10 years now.
Amazing.
Which is
a long time.
And that's why I keep saying, oh, I'm done. And Richard's like, no. Keep going. But it is fun. We also have other people, you know, that are involved in tourism on the show. And we talk about all the parks in Sonoma County because so many visitors, when they do come and they reach out to the wine road and, you know, we try to help them with their itinerary, they're going to be here for a week. They're not going to go wine tasting, you know, for 7 days. They want to go to Armstrong Woods and they want to make sure that you see Bodega Head. You don't want to miss that. And, you know, there's so many hiking trails. You go up to Taylor Mountain. So we really try to make our show super visitor-centric, all the reasons to come to Sonoma County.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is more important than ever. Oh, like, you're ahead of the curve on
that,
too.
Yeah, you really need to to come for so many things.
Yeah. And there's so much to talk about, which, you know, is why it's probably been
a long time.
A 10-year run, and I mean, and always something new to talk about. I'm curious, like, the founding members. Who were the wineries that kind of, mentioned Millie Howie?
Okay, but, so I can name a couple.
Yeah, well, name who you remember, but...
It's 50 years ago, Virginie.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, that was pretty...
No, that's enlightening. I mean, that's a... Yeah.
Yeah, it was
so
pretty innovative.
So it was Pedroncelli and Foppiano and Chateau Souverain, which is now where Francis Ford Coppola is, but it was Souverain, Geyser Peak, Johnson Family, which was out in Alexander Valley.
Okay.
So those were sort of the starting.
Yeah.
And then from there it grew to a Dry Creek Vineyard and A. Raffinelli and different wines like that. So we have actually, on our 40th anniversary, we actually made a documentary film. We worked with John Beck, who a lot of people in this area might know. I love John. He's so...
Yeah, I used to work with John years ago at the Press Democrat. Yeah.
Anytime I email him, he's like, oh, always love to hear from you, Beth. We always come up with great ideas. But he did an actual film that's about half an hour long, really documenting what the wine industry, how it started in Sonoma County and how the wine road began and all of that. It's really nice. So that really... highlighted the founding members with that. We have that on our website right now. And that year, our 40th year, we did something every month. And it was just, it was a brutal year. And I thought, oh my God, well, I'm not doing this again at our 50th. Like, oh no.
Or am I?
We had a...
See, 10 years though, you could forget.
I know, sort of.
So...
We had our first committee meeting for the 50th and someone said, we need to do something every month. I thought, oh no, I should have seen this coming.
Well, it's actually funny you say that because, you know, Valentine's Day and you actually have an event. When I started seeing it advertised back in January, I think was the first time I saw it, I was like, I don't remember them really doing a Valentine's Day weekend now it's all connecting.
Yes. Yeah. We have something every month and we've started doing, it's our little wine trail. So we do five of those a year now. and they're just a one-day event. And yeah, so today's the day. Tickets are still on sale till, you know, another couple hours.
Yes.
Get your tickets now.
Absolutely. Wineroad.com if you're listening and feel like you want to stop listening or listen from your car while you're driving.
Be spontaneous. Be spontaneous.
To be on the trail.
Pick up some little chocolate hearts or some conversation hearts, something. Yeah.
And you should just mention, so it's three AVAs primarily that you work with,
right?
Like, or across.
Right. Yeah. So, like, when it started, the wine road started, there was no AVAs. Yeah. So, they really, it was called the Russian River Wine Road. And they focus on wineries along the river.
Yeah.
Really. So, that
we were very creative in the beginning.
Yes, I know.
Things.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
You had to help people along, you know, figure out where to find you.
This is where to find us. So, now that has evolved into Alexander Valley, Dry Creek, and Russian River. And, they're all, you know, they're so distinct. They're easy to talk to press about how distinct they are. And they grow, you know, a lot of different varietals, but they focus on different ones also. So I think that's a fun thing for consumers when they do come to visit. You can spend one day in Alexander Valley, one in Dry Creek, and one in Russian River, and really have completely different experiences and different, you know, wines you're going to be trying. So we got a lot going.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it says here in the notes, too. It's like, I mean, now it's 140 wineries, 35 lodgings.
We have something about, right around there.
I mean, that's a significant...
It bobs and weaves, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, representation of Sonoma
Absolutely.
County,
yeah.
Sure.
And it's, they really are all so different. Mm. You know, I mean, there are really big producers, and then there's, you know, someone like Bill Frick, where it really is Bill. That's
yeah.
it,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
for the whole shebang. So I think that people can experience... you can go have amazing cave tours, and then you can also taste in someone's garage kind of a situation. Mm-hmm. Really a nice variety of things. That's how, when I help people with an itinerary, that's what I want them to experience. I don't think they need four food and wine pairings.
Yeah,
they need
true.
One great food and wine pairing, and one beautiful garden to wander through, and one kind of cool, bumpy vineyard tour. You know, mm-hmm. you want a nice variety of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I would think, like, as opposed to some other, you know, like an AVA association or something like that, sometimes, I mean, it seems like the common goal is visitorship, right? Getting
that's
people to come here, taste the wines, explore the area. And that's a nice mission to have in common.
It's great.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's sort of
it
on
really
the same page.
Is. You know, and we work with the AVA directors from those three AVAs, but their focus really is educating people that, you know, to buy grapes from Dry Creek Valley and look for wines from Dry Creek Valley. Mm-hmm. They focus on that. And really, our mission is just, you know, come enjoy some wine.
Yeah,
and, you know,
here.
Just visit the area and, you know, patronize the restaurants and you know.
Stay in our hotels.
Yeah, stay in the hotels
yeah,
and
the,
ship some wine home. So, yeah, we really just want to get people here. That's the plan.
Do you find for your events you have, like, a lot of regulars? Are those your tried and true? Has that changed? And, like, are we seeing younger people? We hear about this elusive younger people.
I know.
This crowd.
Elusive.
Yeah.
So we just did, you know, a few weeks ago, time flies, it's about a month now, we did Winter Wineland, and we do a follow-up survey after the fact. And just from their ticket orders, also, you can see, we had about... 500 people, we said hold about 2,000 tickets. Mm-hmm. About 500 of those people had been here for 10 or more times to Winter Wineland.
Wow.
Oh my God.
And
that's
then
great
about
loyalty.
Then 500 were here for the first time.
Wow.
So, which is, that's good.
It's really good.
Yeah,
we
really,
really
nice
need
balance.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need first time people. And then the mix in between have been here, you know, once or twice or three or four times or whatever. So, yeah, I feel like in the last couple of years, a lot of new people are coming.
Yeah.
And some younger people, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, and thank you. I think I sent you a note, but our team enjoyed our tickets, and they were out and about around Sonoma County in those three AVAs.
Yeah.
So
Yay.
Thanks for that. They had a great time. They were all back happy on Monday at the office talking about the experience.
Right,
so.
Checking out wineries and eating good food and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
We have to take a quick break, but we will come right back on to talk more with Beth Costa. the Good Stuff with our guest today, Beth Costa, Executive Director of The Wine Road. And so you're talking a little bit about just some of the usual events that you have and survey results and how wineries feel and sort of this common mission. So what else are you kind of learning about who's coming here and what they're looking for?
Gosh, you know, that's kind of a big brush question. Yeah. I would say
solve it for us.
Yeah,
well, you know, I mean, we want to know.
I feel like the wineries are just trying to please everyone. You know, I don't think they know really what to do. I feel that what they should be doing to some degree is kind of going back to really simplified tasting offering that for sure, so people can just walk in the door. I probably have 80 wineries that take walk-in tasters with no reservation, and at this point, people were so drilled into needing reservation that I answer the web chat on our website, and I get questions every day like, are you sure I don't need to call? I'm like, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Take it from me. You don't need to call. So I think that people really like that option, to be able to just walk in and taste. But then certainly that same winery can offer something more, you know, and have that explained on your website that, you know, we love to have walk-in tasters. You can taste at the bar. You'll have 4 or 5 wines for tasting. If you want a seated tasting, we offer that also. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then you do need a reservation because there's food and whatever. Because there definitely are people that want that experience that is a little bit more in depth. But I think they don't want 4 of those. That's what I was saying earlier in their itinerary. They don't want to sit at your tasting room for an hour and a half and then sit at your tasting room for an hour and a half. They want to sit with you for an hour and a half, start their day. And then they want to bop in to your bar, taste at the bar, taste 3 or 4 wines, buy what they want, head to the next place. So I feel like at every age group, people want a variety of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like the younger people that I talk to, like we're trying to have a lot of our younger, we have so many multi-generational families that are running things. So we're trying to get the younger ones on our podcast to talk about what they like and what their friends like. And they really seem to be tending towards wineries that are really super casual. You know, they're not looking to go to a big chateau and have everything be perfectly curated for them. They'd rather taste in the barn. And, you know, even someplace like Iron Horse, which is, you know, world-renowned and amazing, but it's super casual. I mean, you pull in and you think, this can't be right.
Yeah. Like, where is the tasting room?
There's something I anticipated. But then you're just standing outside. There's a wood plank bar, and you're looking out at the valley. It's spectacular. So I think people, particularly younger people, really, that's the feeling that they want to go to. So
and a lot of just wanting to spend time with the people they came with.
Yes.
And less time
they want to
be interrupted with tasting notes.
Right.
And, I mean,
or talk that.
Yeah.
They don't need every detail about the pH in the soil. They just want to have fun with their friends.
Mm-hmm. And I think they'll ask if they want.
Yes.
No, too.
Definitely.
It's like that generation.
Right.
So the expectations are definitely different.
Or it's like, tell me when you pour the wine. Tell me, you know, so tell me a little bit and then, you know, leave me to hang out and visit with my friends.
Or my family or whatever it is.
Yeah. So how about kind of a longer visit? I mean, I don't know if that's what your wineries are showing, but like people maybe wanting to stay a little bit longer.
Yes.
Don't do as many wineries
in a day.
Right.
They don't do as many. Right. Yeah. Maybe you get to 3. And I used to go to 7. And I think, well, 7 is just a race.
And they also want to know, too, can I bring my kids? Can I bring my dog?
Yes.
Can I bring, like, so they're removing the ambiguity around, or the, I want to say, being nervous or anxiety around, like, what's allowed allowed. Like, being really clear on that so people know and have a great experience.
Mm-hmm. And people definitely more and more, everybody brings their dog everywhere. And more people do bring their kids.
I mean,
you know, if they can taste outside somewhere and their kids can kind of play at the table or have their coloring book or whatever. That's
run around.
Definitely what people are interested in.
Well, you kind of have to meet families where they're at.
You
right?
do. That's and you know, that's a learning curve for wineries because they so many of them also started saying you can't use the picnic facilities. They're just for wine club members or there's and it's like that's like that ship has sailed. And if you're not that busy now, then you need to embrace whoever's coming.
Yeah.
And if they brought their 2-year-old with them, you know, make it work. And you have a picnic area. So you know,
tell us a little bit about, you know, you worked in hospitality with Kendall Jackson.
Yes,
sort
I did.
Pre Wine Road.
And where did you grow up? Where are you from?
Okay, well,
we're going backwards. I jumped to the very beginning.
We're going
take it
backwards.
Away, Rosie, sorry. Okay.
No, but the hospitality piece of it, right? Because I mean, hospitality probably looked
I'll eat my gummy bear and not talk.
Okay. Hospitality probably looked very different or maybe it was more to what you're saying people want now.
Well, when I was there, we were just starting to develop a food and wine pairing. So when I was first at Kendall Jackson, that, you know, nobody was doing that. when I first started, I'd been there a couple of years, and Kendall Jackson decided to charge for tasting, and it was $2, and you got to keep the glass.
And,
wow. And people were up in arms.
Even my staff was up in arms. You know, so I tried to say to them, just don't make it an issue that you're not announcing that it's charging. Just say, you know, just grab the glass, put it on the bar, and say, sure, it's $2 for tasting. You get to take the glass, and then just begin.
Right, and then make them feel welcome.
And then just, you know, make them feel welcome. So we went from that to Kendall Jackson has incredible culinary gardens at the wine center there. So that, and, you know, figured out the garden tours. And so a lot of people would come in and want to do that. But, I mean, traffic to this area at that time was super busy. I mean, we could easily see a couple hundred people a day, every
really?
Day, you know, on a Tuesday. I mean, it was just really busy. So that's certainly not the case now. And that was just standing at the bar tasting. I mean, people just walking in, tasting whatever wines they were, maybe doing the garden tour, and then, you know, maybe they could sit out in the back patio. And and then people, wineries were not really selling wine by the glass, so that wasn't really a thing. So that's evolved. Probably half of our wineries now, you could buy wine by the glass. So you could, you know, get a couple girlfriends and not even go wine tasting so much as just go to a beautiful vineyard. You know, Raymond Burr has a beautiful picnic area. It's out in West Dry Creek Road. And you could just each buy a glass of wine and just sit there and visit, you know.
And I love that.
I know.
I
do too.
That's how I, you know, there's time and place for all the tasting and everything.
Definitely.
But just to be able to use it as literally almost a replacement for entertainment, bar, restaurant.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful. And if people are power through and tasting, they're missing half the beauty. You know, I mean, look around any time of the year, like when the mustard starts coming, it's amazing. Even before the mustard, when they've pruned everything and the vines are so clean.
And
it's just, I love that look. So I live up in Cloverdale, but I work at home, but I have to come into Healdsburg quite a bit. So I always take Dutcher Creek to Dry Creek Road instead of getting on the highway. It's like that whole road.
Just a better experience.
It's so pretty, and it's so pretty all year long. And, you know, towards May when it has bud break and the vines are so vivid and green, it's just like, just lights up that valley. So, I don't want to power through tasting. I want to go one place at a time and enjoy the whole experience, everything that's there.
Yeah,
and it seems like that's what more and more people are wanting, and the wine industry needs to listen.
It's a good mental escape. Yeah, they have to listen. I do my best.
you're doing
your part. The world, but I'm like, you know, come on, look at what people want.
But that's such a good point though, Beth, because I think in our roles, it's like the wineries need to help work to move towards that, and then it's also helpful when we get the chance to get out there and tell that story to reassure or remind or inform people that that is going to be the experience they can have in Sonoma County.
Absolutely. And it really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
So I know you want to ask. You know, we're keep going
okay,
backwards.
But
we also have to take a break in about a minute or
so. Okay. Well, I just want to know. We'll
short
start,
history of that. Start,
yeah. Well, just how, what made you get into wine in the first place and Kendall Jackson?
I moved to Sonoma County probably about 35 years ago. My husband got his first teaching job, and I had been a buyer in a clothing store. So I'd done that for a number of years up in Eureka. So when we moved to Sonoma County, I didn't work for the first year, and then I thought, you know, it's time for me to get it together again. So I thought, well, I'm just going to work at a winery because that's where we live, and I know nothing about wine. So I went into Kendall Jackson. Had just opened their first little taste room in Healdsburg, and I said, I know nothing about wine, but I could make this place look better in about 2 hours because I'm a great merchandiser.
Wow.
Very
and they
important.
Hired me.
That's amazing.
Very important skill. Merchandising.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was fun.
So much.
It was a super fun job. I learned everything there was to learn about wine, and I worked with amazingly fun people. I mean, I just worked weekends. It was totally a blast. And a winery of that size has such great training for all their employees. That, I mean, you really do learn about wine and the wine making process and vineyard, you know, management. It was super fun. And then it grew into a much bigger job.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Yes. And when we come back, you can tell us more about that big job.
We'll be right back.
We're speaking with Beth Costa, Executive Director of the Wine Road here on The Good Stuff. And we continue to go backwards. So you mentioned that...
It's another day of going backwards.
You came from Eureka. Is that where you grew up?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was exciting to move to Sonoma County. So I was like 30, I think, when we moved to Sonoma County. And had three little kids at the time. And my husband got a job teaching at Healdsburg. And the area is just so beautiful. I mean, it really was. I would be thrilled when I'd go home to Eureka, but then when I'd come home, I just would get more and more excited the closer I got to home, which was Healdsburg. And I really loved it there. I lived in a great neighborhood with amazing neighbors. So they're still, I always still call them my neighbors, but I live in Cloverdale now. and it was a great place to raise kids, you know, at the time. Wow. I ended up with four kids. My neighbor across the street had four kids. There was three kids down the street. The kids ran the neighborhood.
like a little gang. Yeah.
I love it.
And the older they got, the more they ran the neighborhood. It was just a fun time. Yeah, definitely a good spot. And the wine business, I thought, you know, I do think you can learn about wine, but I was really good at hospitality. I understood hospitality right out of the gate. And I was great at merchandising because I'd worked in retail for years as a buyer and, you know, had to deal with displays and seasonal things and whatever. So I thought, I know I can jump in there and do this and I'll learn about the wine. And I didn't have some burning passion for it to begin with, but then I thought it was really just fun and interesting. And the longer I was there, and like I'd mentioned earlier, you know, Kendall Jackson has just such great training that you really get to experience... You just learn so much.
Yeah.
So I really became super interested. The job evolved into becoming the manager of that. And then they bought the tasting room that was Chateau de Bon, which is now the Kendall Jackson, I think they're calling it the Wine Center, or Wine Estate and Garden. So it was exciting to be a part of that because when they bought that, they put in the culinary gardens. Mm. So, you know, to see how that was evolving and try to understand what that really meant. They have the wine sensory gardens, the international gardens.
It's amazing.
And then they do still have the demonstration vineyard in the front where they have different trellising systems and all the different, you can go there and just, you know, pick the grapes when you show up in September or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's super fun. Yeah. I brought my grandkids now and we're picking grapes.
It's cool.
That one, so I feel like I was at the right place at the right time. It was amazing. But then I also reached a point where I was done with that. It was more than I wanted at that point. So to move over to the Wine Road was just amazing timing. And I felt like I was at the same situation. We took something small and we could really grow it. Mm-hmm. I mean... People, our events were had kind of leveled out, and then we worked something like barrel tasting one year. We had 30,000 people, which was not good.
Holy cow.
Wait, 30,000?
Yes, we had two weekends. It was the first year that we had two weekends.
Okay, I kind of remember that, yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was, I thought, I'm going to be fired.
That is crazy.
Somehow this is all going to be my problem.
That's a remarkable amount of people.
Now people would like lift you on their shoulders and carry you through the streets chanting hero.
Oh my gosh. It was the opposite of amazing. It was bad. But so we reined that in, you know, we increased the prices and we changed things up a little bit. But to just see, like I said, to start with the first website. Now I've done a new website every 3 years. I mean, you know, I've put up, not that I'm developing it, but, you know, I have the input and what we're going to do. Just the opportunity to meet so many amazing people. Yeah. And, you know, I have friends now that really started as customers for the Wine Road, and but they'd come year after year. And initially they would call the office to order their ticket over the phone or whatever. So, you know, you start to know them. Mm-hmm. And then when they show up for events from whatever, the Texas or Florida, we go out to dinner and my husband knows them now. It's like, mm-hmm. I have all these friends that are from my job. And I think that's also, who gets that?
Right. You know, I
the magic of the wine industry.
That is
so
amazing.
True.
It really is. True. And like, they know about my kids. I know about their kids. It's like, oh my gosh, this is cool.
Yeah. I feel like we can travel anywhere in the country and there's an opportunity to reconnect with someone
that I've met along
in this role. And it's so fun.
Right. It really is.
Just connect people.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have a lot of time left, but in the time we do, do you want to just mention the Barrel Weekend that's coming up in March or the Sip Into the Weekend promotion?
I love you. I wrote them down on my list because I thought if I leave here and don't mention them, I'm being bitter.
All right, well, let's make sure you do.
So we have Barrel Tasting Weekend. It's a couple of weeks. It's March 7th and 8th. And we're super excited about that. I think we have about 60 wineries signed up. It's an amazing experience because you're actually going into the cellar and you're tasting wine that is still in the barrel. A lot of wineries will sell futures on that. So that's a super cool opportunity. Also, we have Sip Into the Weekend, which is happening every Thursday and Friday. It's free wine tasting. And like, who doesn't like free? You know, free.
Right. Free.
There's no strings attached. You don't need a reservation. Those are listed on our website. Just find the link for Sip Into the Weekend. I think there are 35 wineries right now.
That's awesome.
So that is cool.
Love it.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us on today's Good Stuff. It was lovely to talk with you. And everybody, go to these events.
I love it. Yeah. I love to think that I'm part of Good Stuff.
Yeah, you are. You're officially Good Stuff.
Thank you. Thanks.
Up on today's Good Stuff, and it was good stuff.
It was such good
stuff. It's always good stuff.
I was gonna say, I met Beth even before I started this role, and I've been so wildly impressed with her and love that she's one of the people we have in Sonoma County supporting our wineries and our growers. I mean, clearly super innovative, very connected and passionate about what she does, and I love all these events. And she's the winery wrangler, I think, because, you know,
yes,
to be able to do all these events and wrangle the wineries, it's just awesome. So definitely go to wineroad.com if you would like to celebrate their 50th anniversary on the Wine Road with any of their promotions, Sip the Weekend, tastings, free tastings through November, Barrel Weekend, March 7th through the 8th. And explore all the winery partners through Alexander, Dry Creek, and Russian River Valleys.
And get a map.
I have
a lot of those maps.
I have a lot of those maps. And it's true. It's nice to see it all laid out, and you can really plan, because sometimes when you're just looking at a screen, it's harder.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. I know. Nope. So she's a force.
She's a force.
She's a
force. Sonoma County. Yep.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What are you going to drink on Tuesday?
Well, I'm going to do kind of two things here to honor. So we started our conversation today with the year of the fire horse.
We did.
So 2026. And then Beth mentioned one of the founding wineries was Pedroncelli, the original wine road, whatever that Russian River wine road or whatever it was. And so I'm going to celebrate with the Pedroncelli 2022 Courage Zinfandel.
Look at you.
Because I feel like the year of the horse is going to need a little courage, and we're just off we go.
Off we go. Courage, endurance, and what was their other?
The other one I liked was, so they have a Wisdom Cabernet and an Endurance Estate Red Blend, and those all also felt like, I feel like maybe it's that, like a little trifecta there, which also kind of feels like kind of horse. Yeah.
You need wisdom to have courage, and then you definitely need endurance.
Yes, all of that. So how about you? Are you going to be able to pull all of this together?
No,
the way
I'm not even
going to
try.
No,
not even
going to try. You're intimidated. I see that.
Well, you know, I already gave some love to the Iron Horse.
That's true.
You know, Fire Horse 50th anniversary wine. So,
and we actually opened that up after our annual meeting at our office, and that was such a great sparkling wine.
Well, there you go.
Blanc de Blanc.
So I can't keep going back to the horse.
Yes.
Instead, I'm going to go to one of Russian River Valley's kind of legendary wine pioneers, which was Mary Edwards. And I'm going to have a 2023 Meredith Estate Pinot Noir, which is her kind of the one vineyard right around the winery that you can visit on many of these events. And I do encourage you to. Great Pinot Noir producer. She was a queen of clones, I believe.
Yeah.
Queen of Pinot in general and queen of clones. And we owe a lot to her early efforts in Pinot Noir in Russian River Valley.
Yeah. Great wine.
Great wine.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So
we
can share.
Great place to visit.
We can share.
I know. So, Year of the Horse.
Year of the Horse. Year of the Wine Road. Go to the Wine Road. Listen to the podcast, too.
Listen to the podcast. I mean, and we should shout out. I know Ron Rubin has long been a sponsor of Rubin Wines.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very good.
Of the podcast, too. So a little shout out to Ron on their behalf. But definitely go check out the podcast. Go to wineroad.com. Plan your next Sonoma County wine country experience.
Indeed. And
and it's not too late the event this weekend for Valentine's Day. It's today. So if you're listening to this, go to wineroad.com, get a ticket, head out and do a little wine tasting to celebrate all things love.
And all things run. Running is the theme this year.
Trotting and run.
From Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.